Okay. So, again, where are we? What are we talking about? This is book six, means the final words. The final words about what? About everything. All we talked was a preparation for this. This is just a simple lecture. The lecture starts with the simplest, if he's clever and if he's a professional teacher, he knows that first day, opening up, you have to explain the real main problem, not going here and there and there and there. So he started like that, remember? He said, when you were growing up, you gathered whatever you have to come out and understand what's going on. The first accident was you found the lady. What's the problem with that? Come on. How many times I have repeated it in so many different ways? What's the problem with that? What's the problem with following the brain?
It doesn't deal with exceptions.
Exactly. The brain doesn't understand the exception. And what is exception? Exception is the rule. Yes. Now, we understand much better. We understand that each atom, even going down, smaller than atoms, they have attitude. This is the word that the scientists will explain it. Everything is exceptional. Especially you. That's what we are talking about here. You are here to do what? To understand you. So the first thing you should understand about yourself is the exception. Find it. How? Then he explained. He explained how you're working with the other people, how you're studying, what you are educating, how selective should you be in this path, and who are you following? Because you are not the leader of the universe, are you? You have to follow the other people to learn, to understand what? To understand the second part of you. Because you have the first part, which is born exceptional and all of that. But you are not that person who was born. You are educated. Education. Thank you. Culture. That's what it is. So he explained all of that. And so on and so on. Then, a little bit more complicated, he came to the last complicated stuff, love. So love is what we are looking for. And love is the thing that you don't understand. Because you think love is wanting something. That's not love. If wanting something desperately is love, then all the cows are in love. Yeah, aren't they? and they follow their brain, and they know what they're doing, and there is no confusion. Have you ever seen a cow wondering what's going on, or being depressed or something? These are our problem. Why? Because we are born individually but raised collectively. This is the trick. If you want to grow up in this part, which is humanity, you have to let go of that part, which is the animal me. So this is why you don't understand. You want to understand love? First, you should kill your brain. Do you remember those four buddhas? Then, just watch. Because I will explain the lover to you. What was the lover? Selflessness. Aha! That is the trick. Now we are book six. Everything is prepared for this. Here, we will talk about the main part, the most difficult part, the final part that we are talking about, which is the opposite of that animal exactly. That animal wants everything for me. Here we talk about not wanting and not being really. With that, we don't mean dying. We mean not being that one, that animal which was born. This is how we grow up. Any question on that? This is what we're talking in book six. And if you don't get it here, then goodbye. Good luck. We don't know what to do. Because the only thing we could do is explain it to you again and again in all details and with all the emotions that Rumi put in it. He's putting his emotion in it. Now, let's see what's going on. Yes.
Comparison. Oh, just a minute.
Page 1736.
Yeah. Page. 1736. Well, that's what I thought, but.
It's 806.
Yes, 806. Yeah. Comparison of a covetous man who does not see the all providingness of God and the stores of his mercy to an ant struggling with a single grain of wheat on a great threshing floor, and showing violent agitation and trembling, and dragging it hurriedly along, unconscious of the amplitude of the threshing floor.
Okay, this is what? Comparison. What does it mean, comparison? It means that you don't understand this, I compare it with something else. Compare it with what? He's talking about you. Don't forget. And he says, you know who you are? You are like that little ant. Because you are always busy with what you want and you could carry and you could handle. And you forget about the big picture. There is a bigger picture here. There is a reason for us to learn talking and advancing, isn't it? This is what it is. This is the example of the animal view and the bigger picture which belongs to humanity. Yes.
The ant trembles for a grain because it is blind to the goodly threshing floors.
Before telling the story and everything, a good teacher will tell you the problem exactly. You see, that little ant is afraid of everything and it's really worried because that little ant doesn't understand the bigger picture. Yes.
It drags a grain along greedily and faithfully, for it does not see such a noble stack of winnowed wheat. The owner of the threshing floor is saying, "Hey, thou who in thy blindness deems nothing something, hast thou regarded that as belonging to my threshing floors, so that thou art devoted with thy soul to that grain? O thou who in semblance art a mote, look at Saturn. Thou art a lame ant. Go look at Solomon."
Oops, read that again. You are not this body.
Although thou art not this body, thou art that eye. If thou hast beheld the spirit, thou art delivered from the body.
Did you listen? Yes, it's the story of the ant, but we are comparing. I'm talking about you. You are not your body. You are your mind. This is the point. If you haven't opened your eyes, you don't have the vision, so you're silly, you're stupid, and you're that animal only. But open your eyes and see the vastness of this. When I open my eyes, what do I see? The culture I received and the source of that culture, which is we. That's why what I'm interested in. Yes?
Man is I. The rest is flesh and skin.
Man is I is not a real good translation. Oh, the meaty dust. Man is the vision, not the eye. The human being is its vision. The rest is just this meat and the skin and that stuff. So this flesh is not the main part of it. The main part is the vision. Yes?
Man is the vision. The rest is flesh and skin. Whatsoever his eye has beheld, he is that thing. A jar will submerge a mountain with water when the eye of the jar is open to the sea. When from the soul of the jar a channel is made to the sea, the jar will overwhelm the Jaihun.
What is he talking about? You.
Your vision is dependent upon the ocean for its what it sees.
Huh? Go back. The center of book one was that you have a little bit of water. If this little bit is connected to the ocean, then you have everything. If it's not, it will drain, and that's it. And the information that the animal have is limited to that animal. The information I have is not limited to me. I grab it from we. That's the difference. Yes.
For that reason.